everyone!
Welcome to another episode from Subasap's volunteering team. Today we're discussing about plastic with David Pratt, who owns a zero-waste mini-market called E-Sostenible in Barcelona. He sells products in by the bulk format and he provides solutions for a life without plastic.
Hi David, thank you so much for accepting our invitation today.
Hi, my pleasure. Good. Thanks for having me.
Okay, to start, we wanted to ask you what made you start this shop?
Well, what made me start this shop is I've worked a lot around the world and I've seen lots of parts of the world, lots of developing countries especially. And on the one side, it's the medium or the environmental concern that we can see here in Europe, for instance, in our beaches and all the plastic waste that we can see on the beaches. But when you go to developing countries, you see how acute and how bad this problem is, the plastic. And well, I came back after many years being abroad. I came back to Spain and I decided to do something about it and contribute my little grain of sand to the trying to address the problem, starting from the very bottom and opening up a shop that gives solutions to people who want to have a life with less or without plastic.
And what's the impact of plastics? How can these kind of shops can help people to reduce the use of plastic?
Well, the plastic is an accumulative effect. It has an accumulative effect in the sense that every single bag, plastic bag we use and throw away today will have an accumulative impact. And after 50 years of having plastic more or less, we've come to a point that plastic is so ubiquitous. You have plastic, microplastic in 80% of all the fish in the oceans. You have plastic up in the Mount Everest. They've discovered microplastic in Everest. Now they have discovered microplastic in the deepest point of the ocean, the Mariana Trench, which is about 8 kilometers deep, and they have discovered microplastics down in Antarctica. So plastic is everywhere now, and it's been only 50 years of this. So the impact is that plastic, most of plastics will take about between 100 and 500 years to degrade and disappear. So every single plastic bag that we use, or every piece of plastic we use, or plastic ball pen, or anything with plastic, will stay there for 500 years. And every day we use more and more plastics in our lives. And plastics that are of a single use, because if you use plastic, plastic is not all bad. It has a place and a space and a use. But if all the plastic that we use is a single use and we use it and throw it away, we are using every day more and more plastic, and this will last for anything between 100 and 500 years. So it comes a point that Earth and the planet cannot take any more plastic. And you might have heard of this mini ocean. There is an ocean down in next to Australia. There is a mini ocean, mini continent made out of or formed out of plastic. It's plastic that gathers all together and has formed a mini continent. So it's everywhere. And simply, it's not good for the nature. And another point I was pointing out at microplastics. Microplastics is something that we ingest in our own diet. So when it is in all the fish that you eat, and all the water you drink, and all the places, it creates a problem. Yeah. Taking it a step further, plastic has negative impacts for the human body in the sense of affecting hormones and these kind of things. So pregnant women are every day are more concerned about the drinking water from plastic bottles. But when the plastic comes from what you eat, that's much more difficult to manage. Yes. You cannot avoid it. It's just one example of many.
Yes, I mean, the fact is that people don't know and are not aware about these microplastics that are in the food and the water and everything that we consume every day.
So, it goes in our body anyways.
Yes. Yes, but people should be, I think, more aware and more conscious of their actions every day.
So
What is your suggestion to reduce the plastics use?
To reduce the use of plastic, the usage. Well, my suggestion is, I think people are aware of the problem because it's all in all media. We are bombarded by this, and Leonardo DiCaprio is famous. Everybody knows what Leo DiCaprio is saying, and many other people. So I think there's nowadays a quite high level of awareness, but people need to start taking action and start thinking that it's not something I can postpone. It's something that I need to do something about it. And that is here's where my advice comes, is don't think about it as something that has to be very expensive or very cumbersome that will require a lot of effort. Just start with one little thing. Just with one little, every little counts. The same way that every single plastic bag that we throw away will aggravate the problem, every single plastic bag that we don't use or we don't throw away will alleviate the problem. So nowadays they sell massive books with things that you can do to reduce the amount of plastic that you use. Well, buy the book, but just start with one page. Just take one little action, one at a time, and build it up gradually. But the important thing is to decide to take action. And we don't need, this is not my sentence, I'm borrowing it from somebody else. But we don't need a handful of people practicing zero waste perfectly. We just need millions and millions of millions of people practicing it imperfectly, and just one little bit at a time, nothing else. And gradually, little by little, we'll get more used to using less plastic and basically helping altogether alleviate the problem. But it requires, the problem with plastic is that it's convenient. It's convenient, it's comfortable. It's convenient to go to the supermarket and just grab whatever you want to grab from the shelves, and you spend little time and you can get everything from there. What people need to realize is that to alleviate this problem, people need to give up a little bit of their comfort. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of time, a little bit of convenience, just a little bit of convenience. It doesn't need to alter and change your life. You just need to take very simple steps like buying shops like this one, which means that maybe you need to buy in two shops, but okay, it will take you 10 minutes more when you go shopping, fine. That you take your own cotton bags, not that you don't take the plastic bags. That you take a few tuppers or tupperwares when you go shopping instead of waiting for the shopkeeper to give you a wrap or another plastic bag. So it's just giving up a little bit of this convenience and discomfort in exchange for a more sustainable world. So in terms of suggestions, it's like, be aware, make up your mind that you want to have some degree of positive impact, and start building it up slowly but surely. Over time it becomes easy and you don't even realize that you're doing it. You don't realize that. So for instance, an example is, when me and my wife, we started doing this, we were constantly thinking about how many tuppers do I need to go shopping today, and I need this bag or this bag, that bag, or where I'm gonna put this and where I'm gonna put that in. And nowadays what we do is we just have a cotton bag full of tuppers, full of plastic bags or zip bags and cotton bags, and we don't think about what we need to buy or what we need to shop. We just take the bag, go to the shop, and we decide what we have to buy, and we already have a number of containers that we can use for whatever we decide to buy. So it's become really automatized and easy and simple.
Mm-hmm. So you think the change should start from the single person instead of like governments or authorities about this topic?
I reckon it needs a combination of all of mm-hmm. both. Unfortunately, convenience is something that we all like and we all get addicted to. And you can have governments doing as much publicity as you can imagine, but if people don't want to give up this convenience and they don't make up their mind, nothing is going to change. Unless the government decides by law to ban all plastics, which is what's happening pretty much. And it's happening this way because people are not taking action, and it's forcing governments to implement regulations and legislation that forces people to do what they have not done by their own accordance. And this is being developed, this is happening, But it needs both. It needs people to be more aware. And what if you mean is that governments, there's a way of a number of ways in which governments can mobilize resources or implement actions. One might be simple marketing, like the tobacco example, putting in all the tobacco boxes that saying this kills, it's cancer and nasty pictures, which is kind of what it's being done. Now it's kind of nudging people towards themselves in a non-coercive way, decide to do things for the environment. And this is basically showing them nasty images.
So it's all about our habits and the things that we are used to do every day.
It's all. Everybody, this is a worldwide problem is, it needs to involve absolutely everybody. It needs to be, the end consumers need to be more aware and sensible about what they do. Industries need to be more sensible about what they do and not just pursue profit, but also there's a problem with externalities or internalizing the cost of the environmental damage that industries might be costing, creating, which at this point in time doesn't work, or it's not there. And then governments trying to push everybody in the same direction or trying to change habits in a soft way, as we were discussing before, or in a more mandatory way or regulated way, saying there's an imposition, that's what you have to do by law. Unfortunately, going back to the point of plastics, plastic is very convenient for absolutely everybody. The end consumer, shops, industries, it's too convenient for absolutely everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the big problem is that the cost of plastic, the cost to the environment, is not priced into the whole manufacturing process. So if we were to internalize the cost of cleaning the environment and destroying the environment, if all these costs were to be internalized in the cost of manufacturing certain products, then the products would be much more expensive and people would buy less of them. And that would be a market mechanism to change habits.
Thank you so much, and it was a very interesting interview with so much interesting topics.
Okay. My pleasure.